This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Social Security benefits will be boosted for millions of Americans with a bill passed by Congress late last year and signed into law by President Joe Biden. Two key provisions were fixed in the bill. The windfall elimination provision, which affects public servants who receive a pension from a job not covered by Social Security, but who also worked long enough in another job to qualify for Social Security benefits, and the government pension offset, which affects people who worked in jobs that weren't eligible for Social Security, but were eligible for a spousal benefit. That pension offset can reduce a spouse's Social Security benefit by two-thirds of the non-covered pension, leading to 70% of those affected by the GPO to lose the entire Social Security benefit. The government pension offset reduces a spousal benefit of most people who also receive pensions based on federal, state, or local government employment not covered by Social Security, said the nonpartisan Congressional Research Service. The pension offset affected about 746,000 Americans. The windfall provision affected 2.1 million. The Social Security Trustees Report for 2024 says that the program will be able to pay full benefits until 2035. After that, if Congress hasn't acted to fully sustain benefits, Social Security would be able to pay about 83% of benefits. With the new year past, most Christmas trees have been taken down. For the second year, Feeder Creek Farms in Belgrade is turning Christmas tree disposal into an opportunity, keeping trees out of landfills while treating their goats to a tasty treat. Feeder Creek Farms owner Ann Stoner says, "Goats were really meant to be on more of a roughage diet. They eat more shrubbery than graze on grass. They're more browsers than grazers. That's why goats are used for the removal of things like blackberries. They really enjoy it. What they'll do with the Christmas trees is they'll eat all the needles off of it, and then they'll also eat the bark off the tree. For goats, pine Christmas trees make a nutritious, parasite-free snack packed with vitamins. Last year, the farm received more than 60 trees, which kept the goats fed for 2 months and kept the Christmas trees out of landfills. Some 15 million Christmas trees end up in landfills nationwide each year, where they decompose into methane, a greenhouse gas considered more harmful than carbon dioxide. To combat waste, Stoner said the farm would accept tree donations between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. every Saturday in January. But if the trees were treated with pesticides, herbicides, or fire retardants, they cannot be accepted. The city of Bozeman offers several recycling sites open throughout January. Christmas tree drop-off locations include Gallatin County Regional Park, the softball complex in the lower parking lot off Hegarty Lane, and Christie Fields. Donated trees will be recycled into natural compost or mulch. All ornaments and lights must be removed, and the trees must be whole, as intact trees are easier to handle through wood chippers and mulchers. Montana Highway 200 is a major east-west route that spans the entire state of Montana. Beginning at the western border with Idaho near Heron, Montana, Highway 200 stretches eastward to the North Dakota border near Fairview. It forms part of a network of state highways numbered 200, connecting Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, and Minnesota with a combined length of nearly 1,400 miles. The highway in total measures more than 700,000 miles. In the fourth largest state in the Union, Montana's Highway 200 holds the distinction of being the longest state highway in the U.S., linking small towns in central Montana and the expansive plains of eastern Montana to major cities in western Montana, including Great Falls and Missoula. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.